Kenya's Lake Bogoria attracts a huge variety of birdlife. Many of the birds are attracted by the algae that flourish because the lake is so alkaline. And that same alkalinity is also responsible for an extremely rich ecosystem of microorganisms in the lake. Professor Francis Mula from the University of Nairobi has been working with microorganisms like this for almost 20 years.
There are billions and billions of microorganisms, even in the Soda Lake itself. My role largely is to try and demonstrate from the research point of view how you can develop a microbial resource like the Soda Lakes into a tangible product that people or even the community can relate to.
Working with Kenya's Industrial Research Development Institute, Professor Mula has been able to produce enzymes from Lake Bogoria, special proteins that help chemical processes to take place. He has used some of these enzymes to produce a kind of leather from fish skin.
This is fish skin, which we have used the enzymes basically to turn into leather. That is from Nile patch. Now you can see that you can basically make it and it retains the pattern of the skin, and each fish skin will be unique depending on the species or the age.
The fish skin is collected either from large quantities of waste fish that has gone bad or from filleted fish. Thereafter, special enzymes produced from Lake Bogoria's microorganisms are applied to the fish skin in a laboratory process that transforms the skin into leather. But in order to produce industrially viable leather, the enzymes have to be produced at a large scale. Martha Induli from the Kenya Industrial Research and Development Institute explains further.
You just give the microbes an optimum temperature and oxygen and they reproduce themselves, and then you just isolate the enzymes. We've tested industrial enzymes before. When you isolate them from the microbes, they can multitask. So you must find which area they can do an industrial activity. Then you optimize on that.
Despite the successful production of enzymes that can process leather from waste fish skin, more work remains to be done.
Commercialization remains a big challenge here because capacity for commercialization and technology transfer is still really low. You find sometimes technologies are sitting on the shelf because of lack of capacity for commercialization.
The next phase of the project will entail moving this particular technology from the laboratory shelf to leather industries that can process leather en masse and manufacture fish leather products. Such large-scale commercialization is expected to start materializing in the next 1 year. For RFI, I'm David John Bakale, reporting from the University of Nairobi.